We're talking about Republican lawmakers writing the next state budget and the plans for K-12 and higher ed funding. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The powerful 16-member Joint Finance Committee, it met in executive session yesterday to debate and vote on education funding for Wisconsin schools. They directed an extra $128 million in general purpose revenue for K-12 schools, but it's a far cry from Governor Evers' $1.6 billion increase that he called for in his budget plan. What do you think of the K-12 budget votes? 800-642-1234. Greta Neubauer is a Democratic state representative from Racine. She's a member of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. Representative Neubauer, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
So what are your biggest concerns coming out of yesterday and the plan from Joint Finance Committee on K-12 funding?
As they say, a budget is a moral document. And despite what legislators say on the campaign trail, a budget votes are where priorities are made clear. And Republican legislators failed the kids of Wisconsin yesterday. The K-12 budget included just 10% of what Governor Evers proposed. The UW system budget included none of the increases in general aids, instead squirreling money away to perhaps maybe be approved in the future. And maybe most importantly, Republican legislators put our receipt of federal American Rescue Plan dollars in jeopardy, as they did not meet a requirement yesterday for what's called maintenance of effort towards education funding. You know, they say that maybe we will see them transfer future money to K-12 schools and higher ed, but maybe we won't, which again puts that $1.5 billion from the American Rescue Plan that's intended to go towards our K-12 schools and higher ed in jeopardy.
Before we get into the rescue plan and how it parlays into this budget, are there any aspects of this plan that you do support?
There is some money that is going towards student mental health. There are a number of programs that the governor proposed that will receive some funding from Republicans, but it's nowhere near what the kids of Wisconsin need. It's nowhere near what they asked us for over the course of our hearings around the state and public testimony. We're very grateful to be able to receive American Rescue Plan dollars, but we cannot build our long-term budgets based off of one-time funds. And it's very clear that the people of Wisconsin want more investment in our public schools and our technical colleges and UW system. And Republicans just are not meeting the demand.
When you look at the COVID relief dollars, Republican committee co-chair Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green, he downplayed concerns over qualifying for the federal relief dollars. Here's part of his comments at the meeting yesterday.
You can be as dramatic as you want to be. I don't believe the risk is, I'm aware of the risk. We've considered it. We'll talk about it as we go through, but I think the risk is manageable.
So if the state's education funding falls short of qualifying, what happens? Couldn't the state get a federal waiver or move funding from one pot of money to another?
So that is possible. Just for background, right, what the federal government required, both through the CARES Act and then added on to it with the American Rescue Plan, is that the states, the proportion of state spending allocated to K-12 and higher ed in 21 to 22 and then 22 to 23 must be maintained at the same level as the state's average allocation in 16-17, 17-18, and 18-19. And again, that is a condition of receiving those funds that are intended to go towards our schools. What the Republicans did yesterday is they put $350 million, which would be enough to meet that maintenance of effort, into the budget stabilization fund, saying this is intended to go towards K-12. However, there's no guarantee that that money will actually be voted on. It would need to go through the full legislature. Many of the members of the legislature said they don't want those ARPA funds to come to our state on the Republican side. And so I have real concerns that that money won't actually be moved and that we will be out of compliance. Now, we could theoretically apply for this federal waiver, but we don't know if we would receive it. And that is not acceptable when we're talking about $1.5 billion that our schools are depending on to bounce back from this pandemic.
We're discussing yesterday's state budget action on K-12 schools. We have Democratic State Representative Greta Neubauer from Racine, member of the State Budget Writing Committee. You can join in. What do you think of Democrats and Republican state budget proposals for K-12 schools? Where should it go from here? What are your top funding concerns for K-12? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@WPR.org. You know, Republicans argued the need for a state-funded increase isn't so great because you do have this funding, this federal dollars from the American Rescue Plan Act. You know, do they have a point here?
What we heard when we traveled around the state, Whitewater, Rhinelander, Menominee, you know, the thousands of public comments that people submitted throughout this process, is that they want to see a long-term investment in their schools. Their kids are not getting the support they need. I have spoken to countless parents over the last year whose children were having mental health crises, and they had nowhere to go. There were no resources available for them. The funds that we are allocating towards K-12, towards higher ed, are just not cutting it. We heard from advocates over and over about the need to make sure that we are meeting the special ed reimbursement rate of 45 and 50%, so that school districts can meet those needs of special ed students and meet the needs of their other students.
And just a caveat here, Republicans want a smaller increase to 30% for, reimbursement rates for special ed. Is that right?
That's right. They are prorating. They're hoping to get to 30%. This is what they did last budget as well. The governor alternatively said, we are going to meet 45 and 50%. And again, we're just missing the mark.
So when you look at this budget, you talk about mental health. Republicans and Democrats seem to agree on the need to increase funding for school mental health. The difference may be exactly how much. Here is Republican Joint Finance Co-Chair Mark Bourne at a news conference before yesterday's meeting.
We will see new challenges in mental health in our schools because of the fact that so many of these schools were closed and the challenges that that puts on kids. And so I think these are issues that we need to address. We need to help the kids transition back into schools as they reopen and help them with these new mental health needs that have been identified. So we think it's a priority to invest in these programs and help them transition back into schools and get back into learning.
Where did the Joint Finance Committee land on mental health funding?
So the governor proposed $46.5 million in school mental health aides, and Republicans put forward, again, just a fraction of that. It is really challenging when we, again, have kids in our schools who are expressing the desire, the need to receive support, and there is none for them. The proposal the Republicans put forward is just not going to meet the need that's been identified in our state. And it's really disheartening. The Wisconsin Public Education Network tallied up the comments over the course of our in-person public hearings, and they said that about 50%, just under 50% of people were there, testified on public education. You know, this need has been so clearly identified. And Republicans' motion increased spending overall by just about 1% for K-12 yesterday. And it is not being responsive to what the people of Wisconsin have asked us to do.
Greta Neubauer with us, Democratic State Representative from Racine, a member of the legislature's Budget Writing Committee. Parents and teachers, let's hear from you. How is your school doing financially? What are its pressing needs? What do you think of Republicans' spending plan for schools over the next 2 years? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Representative Neubauer here on the Ideas Network. We are digging into the Republican spending plan for Wisconsin schools over the next 2 years. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Republicans on the Budget Writing Committee voted to lift a UW tuition freeze on undergrad students that's been in place for 8 years. Separately, the Budget Writing Committee voted along party lines to reward school districts that haven't been holding classes virtually in the past year. So what do you make of that? What do you think of dividing up some federal relief funds based on how much in-person teaching a district does? What is the right formula for special ed cost reimbursements and per-pupil aid? What do you see there? 800-642-1234. State Representative Greta Neubauer is a Democratic member of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. She stays with us. Sean is joining us from Madison. Sean, I understand you are a special education teacher.
I am. And I have seen such a growing need for support for not just special education students, but regular education students as well. I'd like to say people with extra needs, not special needs, but I've been in this business for over 15 years as far as helping people at a nonprofit and then now in public schools teaching. And, you know, I am, again, as I said to your the person that takes the calls, I am not Democrat. I am not Republican. I have voted both ways. But it's been very disheartening to see that in the state of Wisconsin, Republicans are seemingly, disheartening, that they purposely, it seems, go against Democrat views. And I'm not a Democrat. I am not a Republican. I want to just say that. But we have public referendums, and when people speak and they vote a certain way, they don't care. It's weird to say that. Mark Bourne is a very good person. I do know him personally, and I know that he knows this situation. So I think you said that they voted to increase just by like a few percent the reimbursement. When special education is just a burgeoning cost on the school districts, it's just, I don't know what their thinking is, if it's just a political move or if they're really thinking about the people. So I'll stop there.
Yeah, Sean, thank you so much for bringing that perspective and for teaching. Representative Neubauer, is partisan politics compromising the kids?
Absolutely. I think that yesterday showed that, unfortunately, Republican legislators are more focused on sticking it to Governor Evers than they are on keeping their promises to the students of their district, who, again, no matter where they're from, need more funding for special education, urban, rural, suburban. We heard from folks all over the state throughout this process, and they are asking us to increase the special education reimbursement rate.
Well, let me ask you this. When Governor Evers ran for governor, he vowed to increase school funding so that the state paid for 2/3 of public school costs, what we often refer to as 2/3 funding for education. Where does this spending plan put us on that particular formula?
Oh, we are not there. The Republican motion came out yesterday. You know, it's 2 pages, notably absent the commitment to 2/3 funding, increasing general aid per pupil. There was so much that Republicans didn't even consider yesterday. And I think that, you know, as Sean mentioned, there's just no way to explain it other than the desire to stick it to the governor, because it's just not what Republican legislators are hearing from their districts.
What do you make under the plan? About $115 million or so would be distributed only to districts that were open for in-person instruction for at least half of the school year. What do you make of that?
So the vast majority of funds distributed under SRR are distributed based on a federal formula, which means that luckily state Republicans can't mess with them. The remaining percentage of the funds goes to the Joint Finance Committee. And, you know, I think what I found most telling yesterday was that Republicans spoke at great length about the concerns that they have about students who are virtual, you know, the concerns they have about the learning disruption. But then they went ahead and passed a motion that penalized those students, right? They may say this is rewarding the districts that, you know, made the choice to be in person, but the reality is that it's penalizing the students who were virtual, whose districts made that choice because it was the safe thing for them to do at the time. So I think it's really unfortunate that Republicans are taking this approach to funding for our kids.
We're discussing yesterday's state budget action on K-12 schools. We'll get to higher ed in a moment. We have Democratic State Representative Greta Neubauer on the line from Racine, sits on Joint Finance Committee. You can join in with your thoughts. Does your child attend a public school, a charter school, a private school? What do you feel about state aid and what is being sought in the next budget? 800-642-1234. Part of the Republican plan, Representative Neubauer, would include transferring that $350 million to the state's rainy day fund, as you mentioned earlier. Here is Republican Senator Dewey Strobel from Sockville during yesterday's committee hearing.
We're going to use these federal resources, and we're going to prepare to have a smooth transition to the next budget when those aren't available. And I believe this money setting aside does that.
Do you agree it is prudent to put aside this money for possible future uses?
We need to spend this money. The American Rescue Plan actually stipulates that the money needs to be expended on education in our state for us to qualify for those funds. So we are putting $1.5 billion of American Rescue Plan funds at risk with this move. You know, the legislature has not always shown itself to be the most prudent in accepting federal dollars and spending them on things that Wisconsinites really want, like the Medicaid expansion. The Joint Finance Committee itself has money, millions of dollars still squirreled away that were supposed to be approved for homelessness. I'm very concerned that the legislature will not move forward, will not approve that money, and it will, again, put those dollars in jeopardy that our schools are now counting on that they need to recover from the pandemic.
Let's move on to UW tuition to higher ed here. Joint Finance left open the possibility of increasing tuition at UW system schools by not continuing the freeze that was started under Governor Walker. Is it time to end the freeze?
The challenge here is that Governor Evers' budget, both kept the freeze and it funded the freeze, which meant that our UW system schools would get the funding that they need to maintain a really high quality of education for students. Instead, what Republicans have done is say, you know what, we don't want to deal with this problem. We don't want to be responsible for UW tuition and just kick the can down the road. So It's really tough. You know, it's again indicative of their priorities, indicative of their values, that they are not willing to increase investment in a significant way to Wisconsin Technical College and UW system, which is an incredible investment for us, always 23-1, right, in the UW system, but especially as we look to recover from the pandemic.
So Joint Finance approves $8 million increase for UW system, $9 million increase for the state's technical colleges. Is that enough, do you think?
Well, it is not enough for us to meet, again, the maintenance of effort to receive those federal funds. And it is just not what we heard from the many students who showed up and spoke to us. We had in-person hearings at a number of UW campuses. And students talked about the needs they have, professors, staff, the deferred maintenance over many years, the cuts to salaries, right? If we want to maintain the UW system as a world-class educational system, we need to make additional investments. And the governor's proposal had a plan. It had a plan, but unfortunately Republicans have once again chosen partisanship over their constituents.
I want to get back here in the last few moments to what Sean in Madison was referencing a bit. you know, what is the working relationship of Joint Finance Committee and the members of this committee as you try to put a budget together? What is it like sitting on it?
Well, for those who tuned in yesterday, you heard our Republican colleagues say that we were being dramatic, that, you know, the schools in their districts were just fine, and that from their perspective, these investments were enough. And I think I sit there in those moments and think about the kids who I talk to, the schools that I visited before the pandemic, and the very real needs and the reality that we are failing our kids in this state due to our lack of investment. So it's a challenge. We continue the work. We will continue to do our best over the process. But the relationships are tense. I'll leave it at that.
Representative Neubauer, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Greta Neubauer, Democratic State Representative from Racine. We'll be back after a news update on the Ideas Network.